On the show today, we have Dan Putney from Finastra talking about how banks and credit unions can leverage technology to appeal to construction borrowers and mortgage applicants. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're talking a little mortgage, home buying, all that type of stuff. The U.S. housing supply with Mr. Dan Putney, your VP Sales Managing Director at Finastra. And how's it going?
It's fantastic. Thanks for having me, Mike.
I appreciate being on the show. Anytime, Dan. Yeah, this is always kind of a top of mind topic. Whenever you're talking homes, that's always, sure. You know, when you're talking the economy and stuff like that, that's right up there with it. And this is what we're talking about today. It's like, how can banks and credit unions leverage technology to appeal to construction borrowers and mortgage applicants? But before we get into that, what's the current mortgage environment looking like along with the state of the U.S. housing supplies? Seems to be, we're quite on a roller coaster right now, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and right now I've got a pretty optimistic view, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you look at the interest rates, they're at historic lows.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, the Fed just lowered them again a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you start looking at the affordable, how affordable the payments are for first-time home buyers or for even investment properties or anything people are doing.
Yeah.
Those interest rates play a significant role mm-hmm. in that, right? So you've got that kind of a little bit of a booming purchase market, right? You've got a little bit of resurgence in the refis. People who maybe a few years ago, for one reason or another, couldn't refinance.
Yeah.
Today they can, right?
Yeah.
So you've got a little bit of both of those. So I think that interest rate's probably one of the key things. I think another one is really that growing population. And when I mean growing population, I mean really in that potential homeowner area.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to take a look at, you know, kind of the households today and the number of people who are renting, I think it's about 36% of homeowners, or I'm sorry, of household leaders, let's call it that, today are renting.
30%.
And out of that population of 36%, you've got 65% of those are what we'd consider millennials or under that age of 35,
mm-hmm.
right? One reason or another, high student debt, whatever, they're renting, they're living with parents, but sooner or later, they're going to want to move into that new, to that new home. And I think there's a big opportunity that's going to happen there.
So are there enough homes out there for them to buy? Because I'm hearing there might not be.
Yeah, I think that's the headwinds, right? I think that's where, you know, when you look at the probably the biggest nightmare for buyers today is trying to find those homes. So when you look from a banking perspective, hey, we've got some great pieces looking. When you look more from that inventory perspective, there's some work to be done, right? There's and when you look from a contractor's perspective, you know, there's, you know, a lack of skilled labor as well, you know? So you've got these contractors who are saying, hey, you know, what can we do? And many of these general contractors are having to do a lot of the work themselves,
mm-hmm.
right?
You
know, they're in doing the electrical and the, you know, that type of contracting. So, you know, from that perspective, you know, there's a lot of work to be done in building out new homes or remodeling.
Yeah, now definitely. Now kind of segueing that into digital banking, I know it's a bit of a stretch from home remodeling to digital banking, but there is a connection here. So how is it helping foster financing for the housing market today? Because it sounds like we have to cater to those millennials that are now going to be buying these homes. And this is their world. I mean, it's all our world now, but they're more attuned to it, or they kind of grew up with it actually. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
So how's that play into this?
You know, so that technology piece really affects everybody,
yeah.
right? It affects the contractor from, you know, trying to get, you know, mortgages lending from the bank to be able to build and
mm-hmm.
and take their draws. But I think that borrower experience for that millennial borrower and the technology aspect of that is huge.
Mm-hmm.
In every aspect of buying a home, everything from going on Zillow to find that great home or the realtor to be able to look at it. But then you look from a banking perspective, how can a community bank, a credit union, be able to compete and provide that borrower experience that maybe Amazon can do today
mm-hmm.
or, you know, other type technology that they're used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want that 24/7, that real-time answer in approvals. And I think there's an area for technology companies like myself to be able to work with community banks and credit unions to compete. Because it's putting banks, that community bank, in a bit of a tight spot of competing the large banks that are out there today.
Oh, completely.
The Quicken Loans or those things.
Yeah, and speaking of Zillow, isn't Zillow starting to provide home loans as well? Or they're kind of on the cusp of that? So
yeah, I think they're looking at building out POSs today to be able to compete in that market as well. So there's a lot of competition, that's for sure.
Times are a-changing, that is for sure. So speaking of that, though, so what can financial institutions do today to kind of meet these seamless financing needs to build new homes, to finance new homes, all this type of stuff? What can they do?
Yeah, I think it's providing that technology both from a business aspect for your contractors, right? To be able to provide a quick mobile experience, an online experience. Yeah. They don't have time today to go into a branch, be able to build that relationship, and be able to take the time to go through a full loan process on a regular basis, right? So so the more that a bank can do to provide that experience, digital experience from a business perspective is huge. From a borrower perspective, I mean, that's enormous, right?
No doubt.
So being able to provide not only that application online, but that research step, right? The ability to know what our rates and fees and payments are gonna be, because, you know, millennials, borrowers today, everyone's very used to getting that information online, and they can do that. I think where a community bank and credit union wanna compete, you know, that is really, if you can take, you know, I'm hundreds of banks on a regular basis. And what I love about that credit union and that that small bank space is they're very unique to their community. And they're able to build a loyalty, that local advisor, that relationship with a small contractor or with a individual to provide that information. If they can do it, if they've got the ability to take that personal touch and provide technology in that digital experience, it's game on, right?
Yeah, no
doubt. It's a great place for them to be in. So there's tools today. We offer tools that allow them to do that.
Yeah, it sounds like it all starts with this right here. You know, that's step one.
It's crazy. Yeah, absolutely.
So is that the appeal, though? Is getting step one with this? I mean, for construction borrowers, mortgage applicants and stuff like that, it sounds like this is a have to for a step one, right?
You know, I think for step one, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. It's providing a tool, whether it's mobile, whether it's online, that comes down to tablet.
Sure.
That really comes down to the borrower's preference.
Right.
And I think providing those tools is a must have. But I also think, and you know, getting back to that, you know, that community advantage is, as much as people want to do that, go online, they also want that personal touch.
Mm-hmm.
They want the ability to be able to walk in and sit down with, you know, with somebody like yourself or me and be able to talk through, because this is a big decision.
Probably
one of the biggest decisions any borrower is going to make is buying that house.
Right, and especially for a first-time buyer, oh my gosh, that is such an intimidating process. I mean, you got to have, it's great to start out with this guy, but you're right, you want to end up in the branch or somewhere where you can talk to somebody and have somebody walk you through it. So I think that's so important. And again, I think that's where credit unions really excel is there. So, and obviously if you got this, then you can get to the other steps as well. So yeah, so good stuff here. All right, so what's the significance of this right now, Dan? Because it sounds like what we referred to earlier, there's a lot of competition out there, obviously, the Zillows and the, you know, the Rocket Mortgage, all that type of stuff. It sounds like, you know, the financial institutions, community banks and credit unions in particular really need to step up their game and keep that game moving forward.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is how quick they can get to market with the innovation. Right. And you deal with a lot of conservative, philosophies over the years, right? We've done it this way for a number of years and our customers like this. And then they start to look at the number of borrowers who are going somewhere else for these transactions. And they go, wait a minute, maybe we need to take a look at it. And, you know, so it's providing a tool that allows that bank to get to market quickly mm-hmm. with any innovation out there. And, and I think that's one of the things that we at Finastra have done very well, mm-hmm. right? We've worked very closely and you know with Microsoft and others to create a platform as a service, right? With FusionFabric.cloud that allows banks to get to market and credit unions, financial institutions, to get to market quickly, whether it's with that new fintech, whether it's with, you know, two guys, a dog in a garage who just build something in San Francisco and they go, this is the newest, greatest thing.
Yeah.
Well, how can we integrate this as a small credit union? How do I integrate this into what I can deliver to my customer today? And this platform is something that's cloud-based that allows them to do that. So as technology continues to grow, you know, here at Finastra, I want to be the quickest to market and mm-hmm. I want to be the, you know, most innovative that there is. But I also understand that partnership and that collaboration with fintechs and others, even credit unions, have some great people on staff mm-hmm. that, given the right APIs, are able to build some pretty cool stuff. Yep. And so if they're able to do that on a platform like we can now deliver, well, it's imperative for growing quickly. And if I know credit unions, you know, they're very good at working very closely with each other. Yep. So even if one can create something, others will take advantage of it pretty quickly as well. So providing a platform for that is something that we at Finastra do very well.
Yeah, yeah. As you're talking there, I'm thinking about how dynamic the marketplace is right now. When we're talking financial technology, lending in this case, how fast it's changing, how many startups are popping up here and there. Like you said, the two folks in a garage with their dog starting something up, you know, and like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread type of thing, you know. So you really have to be flexible and, you know, keep your eye on a moving target, so to speak. And it sounds like this is what you guys kind of provide the foundation for all this, right?
Yeah, it does. And that's exactly what we do.
Okay.
And you know, and I think another piece that's really important and something that we just rolled out with our mortgage solution is that data analytics piece, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. If I want to be competitive, I need to know the demographics of my borrower. I need to know that, you know what, if I were to expand my lending area by 20 miles, I can pick up a lot more business. And you know, we're able to provide those analytics now through Microsoft and some tools that we've built on our mortgage solutions that not only allows you to see what you're doing, which is really important, mm-hmm. but I can also tell you what 1,500 other banks and credit unions throughout the U.S. are doing.
Yeah.
And you could say, you know what? Hey, we've always lent to maybe this credit score. Well, if we expand our limits by just a little bit, how much volume can we pick up? And you can see others doing it and go, so now it's not kind of that finger in the wind. It's more of, you know, hey, here's what others are doing and successful at.
Yep.
And now I can compete with those larger.
Yeah, that's kind of the proof in the pudding, so to speak. I mean,
sure,
the analytics don't lie. It's there, and those are the numbers. Yeah, so very cool stuff. All right, Dan, anything else to wrap up here? Any other final words of wisdom? Because this is a topic that isn't going away anytime soon. Actually, I think it's going to get bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I'm excited to be with Finastra, what we're doing with Microsoft. We're Partner of the Year this year and building out this platform with FusionFabric.cloud. You know, it's as technology grows, we're going to grow with it.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to be here, and I appreciate you having me on the show. This was fun.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. We'll have you back for sure, because, again, this topic is not going anywhere. It's going to get more and more prevalent. All right, Dan, good stuff. Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work there, all right?
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.